Guys, welcome back. This is Austin Linney with your Friday rant. What I'm going to talk today about is something that I've been learning to lean on more and more as I get older. And that's how you make me feel. I'm far less concerned about the money you're going to make me or the opportunity that's placed in front of me. I'm more concerned about how you're going to make me feel when we're together. Do you make me? I have a good friend who runs a very successful business. He says, I predicate my clients on the fact of if they called me on a Saturday and I saw their name on the phone, would I go, oh, fuck? Or would I go, man, I want to talk to that person? He goes, I want to be in business with those people. It's such a good barometer, right? Because Saturday is a sacred time. And if I see it and I'm upset, then they're not the right person. I have jumped at opportunities that have been presented to me by people that honestly probably weren't the most integrity-based people, and there might have been red flags. Maybe I didn't see it. Maybe I was learning. But now I base all my business decisions on how you make me feel when we spend time together, how you make me feel about myself when we're done hanging out. And do I want to constantly jump on the phone with them? Do I want to support them? Do they fire me up? Do they give me energy or do they take energy away? It's not a scientific approach, but man, it's done well for me. And when you're spending so much time working and you're spending so much time in what you do, it really matters who you spend your time with. I know a lot of guys who will hire people based on if I had to ride in a car with them for an hour, would I enjoy it? Guys, being likable and being somebody wants to be around is a superpower. And you can get in a lot of rooms and a lot of opportunities before you're ready by being somebody easy to hang out with. If you are a negative person and you are always causing drama and you are trying to justify the BS in your life or you're being pessimistic, I don't want to be around you. And if I don't want to be around you, I sure as hell don't want to do business with you. So you might be losing business partners, or you might not be attracting the right business partners or the right partner in life. And you've blamed everybody else for that thing. When the actual person, the common denominator in that argument is you. And so you have to ask yourself a question. Are you easy to be around? Are you a frictionless person to do business? How do people feel after you spend time with them? Those are the questions that you need to ask yourself. Hope I've got some value from this, and we'll see you next time. Guys, let me take a minute to tell you about my buddies over at LeadHub, Ben and Aaron, the best humans I know. Not only are they amazing at marketing for trade companies, but Ben started his HVAC company in his garage, sold it for multi-million dollars. So when this guy talks, I listen. When we took over Dietz Mechanical, we had 22 reviews in 22 years. In 7 short months, we went from 22 reviews to 107. We went from a 4.2 to a 4.7. We tripled our Facebook presence and we tripled our calls. If you're an HVAC, plumbing, electric, landscaping company, and you're looking for a no BS approach to marketing, you're looking for people who have done it before, you got to go to leadhub.net